Youth unemployment continues to be a major challenge not only on the African continent, but globally. According to the latest World Bank report, young people account for 60% of all the jobless people in Africa. But one young Ghanaian, Tom Chris Emewulu, wants to bring change to his country.
His organization, All Stars from All Nations, is running a project to equip young people with the skills they need to get a job or turn their skills into a career through self-employment. He now joins us from the capital, Accra. Thanks so much, Tom Chris Emewulu, for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me, Jen. It's a pleasure on my side.
How did you come up with this great idea?
So in 2013, I was doing a BSc degree here in Ghana, and I read a report which said that about 66,000 young people graduate every year from universities in Ghana, but less than 10% of that number are integrated into formal employment. And this got my attention, and I decided to do something about it in providing young people with that pipeline opportunities they need to transition from education into employment to entrepreneurship.
It's really amazing that you were able to see that gap and find a solution. In your view, has the digital space changed the continent?
Yes, absolutely it has. You know, Jen, anybody that has followed the ongoing dialogue about the state of higher education in Africa will be aware there is an urgent need for rethinking the entire framework of Africa's education systems, because we know that in 2050, Africa will be home to 1 billion young people. And as you look at it in the industry today, with the digital technology that is coming on, the skills that employers are looking for are now becoming increasingly different from what's obtainable. Hence, the mismatch between the skills that people have with comparison to what employers need to make them effective on the job. And so digital technology is becoming increasingly important in helping young people, especially entry-level job seekers, get the skills and the job opportunities that will make them sustainable in the long run.
And are Africans taking full advantage of this space, especially the young people?
I think it's a yes and no. There has been a progressive understanding of what needs to be done, but a lot of African governments especially are not investing in this space. Also, I suppose that young people are also increasingly understanding the fact that they need to reposition themselves and essentially leverage on digital technology to, one, access tools that can help them improve their competencies or opportunities, and two, to access individuals that can guide them through the process of understanding how to utilize their energies and their skills to create opportunities in improving their skills and accessing opportunities that are available. Let me take you back to how we got involved in this space. We began to study in 2016 what essentially this disconnect between education and industry is and what can be done in closing that gap. And we interviewed hundreds of young people, hundreds of several employers through our events, three series of events that we run. And what we realized are three very specific components. One is true that we have a mismatch of skills between labor market need and education. And two, if we trained everybody today, there wouldn't be enough jobs to absorb them. And three, there is lack of support systems like mentorship and access to opportunities. So we decided to inculcate all these learning curves into what we call Ready for Work. But essentially, there needs to be a do-it-yourself approach in accessing these digital tools and platforms, which is where I believe that so much education needs to come in. And that's what we're doing, essentially enlightening young people on how to go for these trainings and giving them the tools that can make it possible.
We have social media users, many of them young, who are gaining prominence and millions of followers. And we've seen most of them using platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, for the purpose of entertainment and lifestyle-related affairs, and none of which is uniquely African. Are we wasting an opportunity to use this medium to tell our own African stories?
Yes, precisely. You are correct. We are missing a huge opportunity in leveraging social media to highlight solutions that have worked. There is an old adage, which I know you know, which is that if the lions do not tell their stories, the hunter will always be the hero. So I believe that this is the time for Africa to actually come at the forefront to highlight the solutions that have worked effectively for people and the progress that have been made in terms of creating opportunities or strengthening access to information, or essentially champions who are local, active local participants in bridging the gap, like what Esfand is doing. So yes, you are absolutely right. We're missing the opportunity to highlight our own unique African solutions that are working for Africans on the ground, solving real problems that people face.
What's your take on the rise of fake news and politicians using the digital space to peddle lies about their opponents?
Earlier in July this year, we had a program which we call Student Entrepreneurship Week, where we brought over 400 people together to enlighten them on entrepreneurship. And one of the key subjects that we discussed in that meeting, which saw participants from Silicon Valley, the UK, Nigeria, and of course here in Ghana, one of them is fake news and the future of information, you know, the future of media and news. Because there are so many intelligent technologies out there which are posing to be human. Actually, I read an article which says that up to 60%, I'm not precise on the number, but I suppose it is close to that rate of information that people consume on these platforms could be said to be fake news. So I believe that fake news is a huge issue. Understanding how to create that level platform where people have more understanding and where access to tools that are original information can be more open for people. For example, we know in some African countries where when it's election time, the internet is shut down and people don't have opportunity to highlight what is actually going on. So there is a margin of suppression in that area where people tell alternative realities of stories and make it believable to other people, especially on social media. Young people today are almost always the victims of such narratives. So fake news is an area where we have to pay more attention to tools that solve those problems.